Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 51. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Is that why you took the headphones off?
Yep.
Okay.
Had to get the...
I get it.
Was it good form?
Sure.
All right.
If you... Yeah. Today we will be discussing the tech news of the week or whatever else we feel like as we do per our supervisors.
Yeah, they let us do what we want now.
Yeah, we're kind of like we're on the show.
Actually, you know, our bosses, they're kind of a-holes, huh?
Why?
I don't know. There's like no vacation, pay is little. It's like, come on, jeez.
That's true. We don't have a lot of benefits.
Seriously.
Here. So if you guys want to start supporting our medical, feel free to chip in. If you're listening live, you know it is after 8 tonight, but approximately 8.
Yeah,
which is when we
give
usually
or
start.
Take. Actually, Thursday, it's closer to 9 o'clock
Thursday
now.
Evening. Today, I believe, is May 10th. Is that the correct date today?
Yes.
5, 10, 12?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40,
and
45,
now we're
50.
Doing Schoolhouse Rock.
100.
Otherwise, if you can't make it live, you can always find us on our website, bleedgeek.com.
YouTube.com/Crandall1983, temporarily.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I just pulled that out. We're recording video right now. We're testing some Google Plus. Did you see that segue?
Yeah, go for it. Shoot.
Google announced that they have allowed live public hangouts. They've always had hangouts available for Google
broadcasts. Plus. They're calling them
broadcast. Same thing. It's a hangout, an unlimited hangout.
Well,
AKA a broadcast.
Right. Well, it's not really a hangout because they can't join.
They're joined right now.
They're just watching, though.
They're joined us.
But they're not like...
They joined us.
Chatting with us but like those guys.
They're chatting with
were.
Us. Yeah, that was weird. We did our first hangout.
When we were testing, we did a public hangout.
And we had some Arab people in there swearing at us. I'm like, who the hell is this? And he's like, hey,
then there was
F
some,
you.
I'm like, obscenities. What's the proper term?
Phallic shaped picture, but actually it was eggshells.
Turns out it was eggshells, but that's not what it looked like when I was looking at it.
It didn't look like eggshells.
Oh my, what did we get ourselves into here?
Yeah, wasn't prepared for that.
And then, so we figured it out though in the end,
sort of.
As it turns out, I guess.
Sort of, we're getting there.
So we're,
we've only been doing this for a year. We're still kind of.
Next week, it's episode 51.
Wait, are we podcasting on Thursday?
I think we'll just hang out on air.
Hang out?
Yeah.
We'll drink. Maybe that's
and
a bad
take
idea.
Questions.
Since
we'll take calls.
Ooh, that might be fun.
I don't know. It's just a thought. I was thinking about it earlier. We didn't get time to discuss it, so I guess we're just discussing it right now.
Yeah, we do what we want.
We're just brainstorming right here.
Yeah. Maybe if you have any. So the plan is we're not going to do a structured show at all.
Right, because we're going to save that for Saturday.
Feel free.
In case you're curious.
Feel
why.
Free. So we're looking at doing. How about, we'll just let him in. So we're looking at doing a clips episode.
Yeah.
So if you guys have some favorite clips that you recall from some of our episodes, feel free to email them or give us a call. I mean, like you can literally call me or Mike if you have our phone number or give us a call on our Bleed Geek phone number.
You can text that number too.
406-794-3357.
Yeah.
Oh.
I always have it.
Makes sense.
It's like, I don't
man, he's
just...
so smart every time. You'd think by now I would also have it memorized.
Right.
Neither here nor there. 406-79-GEEKS.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're laughing at me like I said it wrong.
You already were second guessing yourself by the time you took like the second number. It was awesome.
Or fans at bleedgeek.com.
Yeah.
Or
you will find out, you know, all our information.
Hit us up
you
on
know
Facebook.
How to get us. Twitter.
Twitter.
Tumblr.
Tumblr.
I don't really know if you can message people on Tumblr, though. I don't know how that works.
Well, you'd have to send a message and then they'd have to see it.
I'm not a Tumblr.
You're not a Tumbly?
Tumblert.
Tumblr. You're not a Tumbleweed?
A Tumblr expert?
Tumblert? I don't know.
Heard it here first.
It's kind of a,
made that up.
Yeah, we do what we want. That's what we do. I feel like I'm not even in chat anymore.
I don't know. Did chat freeze up? I feel like the same
did
way.
Did you see mine?
What did you write?
A period.
No.
Oh, shit. We're out of chance.
All I see is I can order Jelly Bellies with Bleed Geek on
that's it. That's what I... That's all I see, too.
Oh, I feel like geez. We lost it, guys.
This is our... We're almost at a year, and we still suck.
This is by far our worst... But no. This is... Worst podcast ever.
Oh, is this our first time?
It's loading.
We're back.
Todd Crandall. Anyway, so we're on Google. We're on YouTube. Check us out.
We still suck.
Right now, we're on Randy's page because they're slow rolling out the broadcasting feature. And Randy had it available to him. I did not. And Bleed Geek as a page also did not.
It's like the first time I've gotten something first.
We might be sticking with this. Yeah, usually I'm in the coolness. But not this time. Now Randy's the cool one.
Oh, man. We having hangouts all the time. We live stream. Be like, woo! Actually, and then you can do the screen sharing, too. So I think
that's actually going to maybe come in handy at some point.
It's going to probably come in handy for us sometime. Sometime soon in the future.
We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll switch back to Ustream. Well,
once I get my new Asus laptop, then I'll be able to stream directly from that, and then we can do screen sharing.
Oh.
I'm excited.
He's excited.
I'm excited.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So Google Plus. Go yeah. Google. FYI, they stole my tagline.
And used it basically in an ad.
Yes. Seriously, I know.
It was on their blog, right?
I know for sure I'm the first person. It was all me. Are they listening to us? They got my house tapped?
Well, technically right now we're streaming through their property. Well, we weren't before, but...
Damn. They've got us cornered.
That's right. We use Google Docs for our show notes. I'm just throwing it out there, you know?
Yeah, they're watching. Google's always watching. I should have assumed.
It's true. They searched us.
Oh, man.
What?
Got some new Hodge Twins videos up.
Get out of here. Anyway, so that's the one Google story. Take that off the list. Google Plus also got a mobile makeover. Right now it is launched on iOS, not on Android yet, but
that makes a whole lot of sense, Google.
But it's coming soon. But I will say that it does look very good on...
Oh, you were supposed to show me that
last
night.
Yeah, I thought about that earlier too when I was looking at it.
Oh, thanks, a-hole.
Yeah, I do what I can.
All right.
So they just basically, you know, redesigned the whole app, and then it seems to be more focused on pictures, and just the whole experience is a lot better now, in my opinion. And they said that they're not trying, they can't, like a lot of people keep saying they should just focus on mobile and forget about their website, but, or the web-based form, you know, but they basically said that you can't just make it a miniature version of the web, like it's got to be its own item. I don't know, it's cool. I like it a lot. I probably won't use it more, but no one else is there. What do you want to say?
No, I think I finally decided on a phone.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I'm going to get the 1S.
The 1S?
Yeah.
You don't sound happy about that.
No, I'm happy. I'm not... It's the best phone available at this point for me. Okay. It's the best looking phone also, in my opinion. So, I think that's happening. I think that might happen tomorrow.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Why not?
That's fast.
What? We could do it tonight if we hurry up.
Fast acting, tenacting. I don't know about that. We could. I'd have to go get shoes.
F shoes.
That's true.
Anyways.
So, maybe Randy will have a new phone.
Do a review.
Yeah, and then he can tell you about it on May 19th when you come hang out with us at Cafe Zia at 4 p.m.
Nice little plug there.
Yeah, I know.
I like that.
So.
I'm liking this we do what we want kind of thing. It's kind of fun.
So what do you want to move on to next? There's a lot of little topics,
let's start from the top. Let's get the earnings out of the way, because I feel like that's just like a Debbie Downer at the end.
Well, it's kind of funny though. Okay, so there's only one earnings this week. Well, I think T-Mobile had theirs, but I didn't read that.
I saw it.
They're Anyways. Doing okay. But Sony, however, not doing okay. For quarter four, they had a loss of $3.2 billion.
Billion.
And for 2011, since that was technically quarter four, that just happened for them. That's their 2011 fiscal year annual loss was $5.7 billion. It's a pretty rough year.
That's it's their small
fifth,
potatoes,
it's
right?
It's their fifth straight quarter with a loss. Their fourth straight year with overall loss.
And that's kind of scary.
And it's their worst year they've had in their 66-year history.
It's like, it's kind of sad to hear, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, it's
been
like,
such
it's
a
like hearing Nintendo.
Technology. Right.
When they finally posted their first loss, it's like.
But Sony had, I mean, 2010 was a rough year for them, too. It's all the hackers. I don't know where it fits into the way their fiscal year works, 2010, 2011.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Was rough on them.
I don't know. But
you don't know?
No.
I mean, their TVs are kind of going down the crapper, I feel like. I think that's a big problem.
Well, it's because nobody's talking about the Bravia anymore.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, Samsung's still kind of holding their own, but I think they're losing footage. Like, I think the TV market has been flooded.
And
people know that you can get a cheap, good TV, I think.
Well, plus people are sort of waiting for, I think, the smart TVs now. Like, LG just announced that they're going to be coming out with one
Samsung
soon.
Already has one out.
Right, but it's not with Google's new, like, it's not the new, like, the new redesigned Google TV.
But I thought by June, we were going to have 50% of the TVs on the market, we're going to have Google TV.
That could still happen.
Is that what Eric Schmidt said? It's going to be a busy month for them.
I got nothing. Are we still in chat?
I don't know. It froze up again.
All right. Maybe.
But yeah. No, I see your numbers.
Okay.
They're just not talking to us. So yeah. So that's the only earnings I have.
Yeah. T-Mobile's was, for first quarter for 2012, their revenue was up 7.2% to $1.3 billion. In the United States, they lost subscribers, 250,000, but that's compared to over 800,000 that they lost in fourth quarter last year.
Because everyone thought they were merging, and they're like, I'm out.
Yep. Well, that's if they would have merged with AT&T, I would have been gone.
Yeah.
Would have been gone like that.
Like that.
So they're doing all right.
And while we're talking about T-Mobile, there's also rumor that T-Mobile USA is going to merge with Metro PCS, which is, I believe, like just...
Isn't that a counterpart of Sprint? Didn't that used to be Sprint? Sprint PCS? They were partners.
Maybe they're not anymore because Sprint went with Nextel. Ate Nextel instead? I don't know. It's just a rumor. Rumor has it.
Rumor mill.
Yeah, so... and while we're talking about Samsung,
nice.
They also have a 55-inch Super OLED HD TV coming out. It's coming out in Japan first, obviously, just like everything else. But after the conversion rate, it is about $9,000 American, which is pretty crazy. I saw a thing.
That's a lot
of
change.
Per inch, and it was a lot. But it's like a. And I saw someone else was having a, there was another company, maybe it was LG, that was coming out with a 4K TV for around that same price.
Interesting.
Around $9,500, I believe, is what I saw the price at. Yeah. So we just go to the top. Evernote, Monday morning, announced that they were buying Penultimate. Which I'm sure everyone's heard of Evernote. Penultimate, though, is an app that is like a note-taking app on the iPad. It was like the app for a long time, like for like physical writing, like kind of like it's like a notebook, basically, until paper came out. Now it's kind of taken over for that. But Penultimate was like the number third best-selling app of all time on the iPad.
Really?
Yeah, or something crazy like
that. I didn't know that. That's crazy. Crazy.
And so, yeah. And then the CEO is going to work with Evernote. A lot of people, I've seen a lot of mixed reaction about this. I mean, Penultimate's already pretty integrated with Evernote. But a lot of people, like just like with Sketch, they don't think that that really has any value for Evernote because they're not actually integrating them. They just buy them. And they, I mean,
and then they just hang out.
and they keep the functionality they already have. Like, you can share to Evernote, but you can do that with tons of third-party clients because they have an API, like, you know. So a lot of people are unsure whether that is anything of value for them. Evernote also updated the Mac app, the iOS, both iPad and iPhone app this week as well, making the UI a little more clean, which is kind of nice. I don't know. You don't use Evernote anymore, do you?
No.
Yeah. I use it a lot less now than I tried to use it for a while. And it's a cool idea, but I just think it's so deep that it gets kind of, I mean, you know, it's hard to use sometimes. But yeah. While we're speaking of top iPad apps, Angry Birds has had...
What's that?
50 million downloads in 35 days for their new app.
I've never heard of it.
And I think they hit a billion downloads altogether this week. And supposedly Rovio is possibly looking at an IPO because it's really the first time they've released any sort of financial information. And so people think that they're hinting that they're going to...
Is it people public. Getting money hungry? Is that why everybody's going IPO? What's wrong with being a private company?
And your investors eventually want a return, I suppose. Because, I mean, obviously you had, like, let's say you had an angel investor. I mean, obviously they're not going to sit around and be like, cool, I own 50% of this company, but I'm never going to see any return on it because we never go public or no one buys it. I mean,
you don't have to be public, though, to make money.
Well, I understand that, but...
Securian.
No, I understand. I mean, obviously they're making money, but they're not going to get the giant returns that they have. I mean, they want a big cash payout, right? That's what the investors, I think a lot of times it's investors pushing.
That's just retarded.
You know what?
They just need to.
What's the point of investing other than.
To what? Because if a company makes it big, they don't need, like Facebook, they don't need to go IPO in order to make them money. They're making money right now. They're making a metric F ton.
Obviously, there must be something.
I think they're just greedy. Think Mr. Zuck is just getting a little antsy in his pantsies.
I don't know. He's waited a long time. How long did it take him even to do ads? I mean, he kept pushing that back, right? Because ads weren't cool.
Like 3 months ago.
3 months ago?
Maybe. Give or take.
3 years?
36 months.
So, supposedly, that's what they are looking into, though. Potentially. And while we're on Mr. Zuck, do you know anything else about him recently? Any trouble he may have been in?
He's wearing a sweatshirt. That's all I know.
People are upset about it?
Yeah, when he was giving his... I don't know what the official meeting was called, but it was basically him talking to... Was it potential investors? It was like a bunch of business people.
Investors, maybe.
It was a bunch of business people, right. And he came out and was talking to them, and he's wearing jeans and a hoodie. And tons of people were freaking out, like, oh my gosh. He's giving the speech of his life, basically, right now to these investors, and he doesn't have enough respect to dress up for them, you know? And it's like... We're coming into a day and age where I understand the business suits and stuff like that, but it's not like it was anymore, you know? So it's like, cut the guy some slack.
I was watching Tech News Today last night, and I thought Ayaz had a great point. He said if he would have been wearing a suit, everyone would have looked at him and said, oh, he's changing who he is. He's not being himself. He's trying to dress up for the investors now.
Exactly.
So I think, and they think it's a lot of like, well, the West Coast versus East Coast type of people, like all the East Coast analysts.
Oh, it's a rap battle?
It's a rap battle.
Oh, man.
Reigniting from Biggie and Tupac.
Freaking sweet.
And the holograms are going to come out and battle.
That wasn't
each
a hologram
other.
Of Tupac.
It was him?
It was him. Heard it here first.
Yeah. And supposedly Facebook is also launching some group file sharing tools next week. But no one seems very impressed by what I've seen so far. I don't know. Dropbox, Google Drive. There's plenty of other things to do that with.
Just join Google Plus.
Yeah, with all the people you could share with there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Facebook also announced that they are having their own app store. And they're basically just trying to get people to do HTML5 apps and launch them from their store, or you could play them there.
It's just
a lot of people see it as a slap in the face. They're trying to, like, take on Apple and Google, but I think they're just
doing their thing.
Doing their thing, trying to get more developers in, and
they're just trying.
I mean, I guess you could look at it how you look at it, right?
Look at it however you want to look at it.
Yeah, you see what you see. Take it how you will. Right?
Yeah. I think they're just joining the party.
Could be. So.
Anyways.
That's all I know about Facebook.
That's all right. That's all you need to know.
Do you know anything about any other social networks?
I know about Twitter. Heard about Twitter being... there was a hacker group that just this week, I think it was on Tuesday, released 50,000 Twitter accounts and passwords. And they posted the email, their username, along with all of the passwords on Pastebin. And I went through... just skimmed through three of the, I think it was 8 pages worth, and I skimmed through, and it was, I would say 99% of them were like spammer type emails, you know, like qx3b428@gmail.com with a password, just blah blah blah, you know. And that's what most of them were. There was a couple of legit ones in there, and I tried logging into 2 different ones, and the passwords were already changed. So
people are on top of that, huh?
Yeah, because it came out like hours before I saw the list even, so...
Oh, that makes sense.
And by the time it hit all the news sites, you know, it had already been...
Plus, I'm sure you notice... Well, some people never notice, I guess, but... You start to notice when people are in your stuff. When you start putting posts up that you don't know how they get there.
Right.
Usually it's private messages to your friends, I think. But who knows...
Who knows?
But yeah. So last week we talked about Bing relaunching their search, and Randy thought they stole a lot from Google. And now they are kind of taking it a step further, and they are including... So Google shares, has a Google Search Plus Your World thing where they also search your... Google Plus and use that information to help you search better, supposedly. Bing is integrating Facebook, Twitter, I know Foursquare, and there's a whole list of other social networks, not Google Plus, though, I guess, which is kind of funny. Because I know Google for a long time had tried to get Facebook and Twitter to allow them to be searchable, but they wanted to keep it themselves, but now... They have partnered with Microsoft, which Facebook partnering with Microsoft makes sense because they have a lot of money. I think Microsoft is a big investor in Facebook, and they seem to have a pretty close relationship.
Yep, I would agree.
I honestly think Twitter probably just agreed because Google pissed them off when they did Google Plus Your World. I don't know why. But it's kind of cool. Like, I saw some actual integration of it, like... And it's not really in the search. It's kind of on the side. They're like, oh, maybe look at this person on Twitter. He knows about this. Like, if you're asking about a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play with it at all? Or
no.
Yeah, me either. But I watched a video of it, and it looked pretty...
It looks
is
legit.
Is it live now? Do you know?
Look.
You go check out Bing Plus Your World. That's not what it's called. I just made that up, but...
Should I Google it?
Yeah. Can you go Google that real quick? Is the Bing search with social live? But yeah. But Bing is kind of making waves. I don't think they'll ever be able to take Google from Google, though. I mean, Google is what you do, right?
Right.
It's a verb.
It's true. They've Google reached it. That status.
I Google Bing. but yeah, so it's something interesting they're kind of doing. But there's only four that were involved so far, I think, four social networks, but there's a long list of others that were on the way to join them.
Pinterest would be a good one.
To search?
Yeah.
Because of images.
Images.
Right, I get it.
I feel like that would be Bing's, one of Bing's things. I mean, like...
Bing's things?
Ah.
Get it?
Get it. It's like Blue's Clues.
Anyways.
Sorry I went there.
You're talking about...
Yeah, because Bing... It would be funny if Bing got that, because I already feel like their image searching is way better than Google's anyways, so...
Are you going to start using Bing?
I use Bing for images.
Are you going to start using DuckDuckGo?
Duck, Grey Duck?
Geoducks.
Google it. Or watch the last episode 4 weeks ago.
The last episode 4 weeks ago?
Shut up, Mike.
As opposed to the recent episode
Shut
4 weeks
up.
Ago. So, Microsoft.
Heard about them.
Not only do they run Bing, they are coming out with a new operating system soon. Maybe you've heard about it. It's called Windows 8. Have you heard about it?
Windows 8?
Yeah.
Yes.
Supposedly, Microsoft is not going to be shipping it with any sort of DVD player.
That's awesome.
It's kind of funny. I mean, obviously, they have no control over the hardware, so optical discs or optical drives will be there or they won't, depending on the computer you buy and or build. But you will have to get a third-party client if you want to watch DVDs with said optical drive. Which makes sense,
it's not a big deal. Like, it might worry some people, but I just used my DVD drive for the first time in probably, well, since whenever I picked up Battlefield.
When didn't that come out in November, your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's been a while, six months. But yeah, Microsoft also took some heat this week because supposedly on the mobile version, which is called, or the ARM version, which is called Windows RT.
Correct.
Firefox is the one that was making a fuss about it, but they think that they're going to block third-party, browsers, because they're going to somehow... I don't know however they write the software for it, they're gonna.
It's silly on their part to do it.
Microsoft?
But yes. But if they're looking to integrate the operating system to be a more like user experience with everything, then it makes sense, I guess. But everything I've heard about, like, I don't know, I haven't read, I guess, if IE10 is what's going to be coming stock on Windows 8, or if it's going to get IE9, but I've heard nothing but great things about IE10. So,
well, even if it doesn't come stock right away, it can't be that far behind.
Right.
I would assume that they would want to synchronize the releases, but you never know. It is Microsoft, and they do what they want, right?
It's true.
Google, of course, jumped right on the bandwagon with Firefox, crying foul, of course, about the browser not being changeable, because obviously they make a browser too. But it is what it is. You're a Prime member, right?
I am.
You don't have a Kindle, though.
I do not.
But if you did, you could now get all the Harry Potter books for free through your Prime membership. Well, you could rent them. Library pass them.
That's cool. How long can you rent them for?
I think until you're done. But you can only do one a month, is what the catch is.
That's not bad for the casual reader.
Right. When Pottermore first launched in April, that was J.K. Rowling's personal website, where the first time they were actually sold as ebooks, and you could get them for Kindle, but you had to buy them for her site. They sold the format, but they didn't actually sell them on Kindle. Or on Amazon. Amazon had a link to her site, so it was kind of like a portal through there, but they are apparently coming to Amazon, if they aren't already. I didn't see the date, but I know it's soon. And mm-hmm. They will be in the Prime Lending Library, so for all of you Harry Potter fans who want to get them, haven't read them in a while, maybe, or
yeah,
want to reread.
I just dug out my books.
last night, actually.
Then perhaps you could check that out in a Amazon near you soon.
Amazon.
You get it because it's like a library near you, but...
Oh, I thought you were referring to like a store, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I see. I tricked you.
You tricked me good.
Do you know anything about Dig?
I didn't hear about this one.
It was announced today. That we talked about it last week. The rumor was that the Washington Post was buying the Dig team or Dig or some sort of transaction. It was officially announced today that the Washington Post is buying...
The Washington Post?
Post.
With a B?
With a P.
Like I'm going to boast pop. About myself. Okay.
My popping
peas. That's why we have pop filters.
Pop filters. The Washington Post...
Post.
Is buying Dig's engineers. I believe it's 15 of them that they're getting.
Which, that's crazy.
Which it remains to be seen. So there's still rumor and speculation that someone else is in talks to buy the property itself.
Of Dig?
Of Dig, right. And they said you could also tell because since none of the, or Kevin Rose and none of the investors said anything about it yet, that that's a good indication that there's still more stuff happening before they announce everything. But what kind of company can sell all their engineers and think they're going to continue to function properly or advance? Unless you're going to hire all new ones.
Whoever buys the site, I mean, it's not a bad investment by any means because think of how many user accounts they have access to.
Right.
I mean, like email addresses and things.
Right.
Like. So if they were to start up another service. But.
Yeah,
no, I think it's. The Dig had a good run.
Everyone.
They know they screwed up. I mean, it was the 4.0 that really screwed the pooch.
The pooch?
Yeah, isn't that one of those sayings?
With a P?
With a P. Screwed the hooch? I don't know what that would mean.
I don't know.
Mooch? I got nothing.
Screwed the pooch? Never heard it.
My new phrase. Throw a soup can. Said that a lot today.
Why?
Take a soup can, I'm going to throw it at the back of your head. Not yours, somebody's head.
Right, I get it.
I like it.
So yeah, but a lot of people, I think, see this as the end of Web 2.0 as well. I think we talked about that a little last week. But it was I saw it come up a lot today, too, as Dig was the baby of 2.0. And this is
it kind of makes me sad.
Dig Nation's gone, now Dig's going to be gone.
Oh, I never. You want to know what? I never told Todd even.
What,
I got
what?
A Dig Nation shirt. That was my last little.
Your last little what?
They're going away.
Oh.
One to send some money Kevin's way.
Help. He's got enough, I think.
I know. He should be giving me a shirt.
That's true. For watching every episode.
It's true. I did watch every episode. I've watched lots of them multiple times as well.
This kid's crazy. Look out.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then it was also announced today that Apple said they were not going to be greedy Gus's any longer and that they were going to use some of their money to help make the Foxconn working conditions better.
Oh, geez. So they're going to take $10 out of their purse because that's all they can afford. Those guys. That's what they do. Randy, it's gonna be $11. Come on.
Exactly. Yeah. $11.50.
Shoot, I had something else.
About Apple?
No.
About the rumors? About the iPad mini? I saw a lot of rumors for those today.
No.
200 to 250. 7.6 inches. iPad mini? iPhone 5?
I don't care about that. Don't care about the iPhone right now.
No?
Oh,
T-Mobile also said
doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
That they were readying their network for iPhone.
Didn't they say that before, too?
Did we talk about that last week?
No.
Oh.
But they've said that before when the 4S is going to come out.
Oh, no. They said it today. Or this week because there was a...
Poor little buggers.
The wireless, whatever it was, CITA, CTIA, Cellular Telecommunications... International Association.
I don't know.
It is what?
It is what it is, Mike.
What, T-Mobile?
No, just
iPhones?
Phones in general. I feel like I love Android, and I like that they're open, but I still feel like it's a uphill struggle.
Even though they flooded the market?
Even though they have market dominance right now, even. Right. You know, but I still...
They have the carrier support.
Huh?
They have the carrier support. Apple has the Apple support. Microsoft has nothing.
Yeah. Nokia, just got into an argument today about...
RIM.
About...
Nothing.
Apple products in general and how I'm just ridiculous for liking PC. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
You are so ridiculous.
Seriously. It's like... So it's like, and they're like, oh, you're just an Apple hater. I'm like, I'm not a hater. I'm actually looking at purchasing an Apple.
Haters, I didn't, gonna did hate.
I tell you? I told you that, right? I was looking at buying a MacBook. Some type of MacBook. Some type of Apple laptop. I don't know if MacBook is what I call them. I'm going to call them MacBooks. Not a MacBook Air, necessarily. Not a Pro.
That's all there is. The Airs and the Pros.
I'm going to get an in-between version.
That's all there is.
No, I'm getting an in-between version, Mike.
Well, mine's technically in-between. But they don't make them anymore.
What year was yours made? Do you know?
2008.
Oh, I heard I need 2009 or later.
Otherwise, I won't get Mountain Lion.
Yep. So I'm looking. Because just for support reasons.
I know.
You know. We've talked about it.
Many times. You bring it up.
Every week.
So whatever. You're an Apple hater anyway, right?
Clearly. And it's like, whatever.
What if you converted? How crazy would that be?
I'd shoot myself in the face.
You would not.
Heard it here first.
Heard it here first.
It's recorded.
I'm sick of seeing new phones all the time, too, because every carrier, every different manufacturer is like, oh, I could put Android on this. There's so many phones that Android, that one of the carriers, AT&T, rejected a Samsung phone, the Galaxy S2 Skyrocket HD or something that was supposed to come out because... The S3 is coming out. They're like, we don't need that.
Makes sense.
There's so many Android phones. There's some very good ones.
The 1S.
The 1S. The 1 series are supposed to be the best that are out there right now. And I've even heard... I mean, the S3 isn't out yet, but I've heard...
Oh,
that,
are you...
That the S3...
Freaking kidding me.
Is the 1X is better than the S3.
Oh, looks alone... Looks alone.
They say the screen's a lot better and stuff. What are you freaking out about over there? Is your computer freaking out?
Shut down.
You should probably get a Mac.
Oh, I didn't show you my new background.
This PC had to restart.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Mandatory updates.
Mandatory? 30% complete. Ouchie.
Work. I mean, the apartment, they run Windows. No, it works. They force updates. And I meant to do it before I left work, but I didn't.
So anyway, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, jeez.
Any other news this week?
Well, just that you cut us off last week before I got to say my last little thing. Still, all of a sudden, the music is
still
on.
Still going on about that, huh?
Yeah, I've been
fuming
all week, Mike.
You broke out of...
Couldn't wait for this week to come.
You broke out of routine.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. I always go last, and then I hit the music.
I know.
You can't expect just to be able to say something after that without telling me ahead of time.
It's true. It was weird saying my name first. I'm like, this is weird.
It's like, I don't know what your angle here is, but I suspect something fishy is up. I'm going to play the music.
It's a trap.
Exactly.
No, I think that about covers it. Live show.
Yeah, next Saturday.
I was
What you were?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Next Saturday, May 19th.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
I'm nervous as shit. We got a week and a half.
Yeah, we really got to get our shit together for that.
Seriously,
not like the shenanigans we had going on today.
Hopefully, during this weekend, I will be testing stuff and make sure that it's working good.
Well, what? We're not going to be live streaming from there.
Bull crap, we're not.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. Why wouldn't we?
Okay. Because the point is for people to come there.
I know, but there's people. We've got fans everywhere.
All around the world.
All of...
Bow, 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 bow.
I feel like that's all around the world. That's from a song.
I don't know. All around the world is a Chili Peppers song. There's probably more than one song called All Around the World.
I feel like it's some hippie music.
Hippie
you should
music.
Know it.
Right. Anyway,
good one,
May 19th. 4 p.m., Cafe Zia, Roseville. if you are able.
Lexington. Right by the DMV.
Right by the DMV.
Go north on C. I'll show you where, or Lexington.
You, anyone that comes, I'll give you a free map to Pat's house from there. Everyone will know where Pat lives.
That would be hilarious.
So, yeah. That'll at least be something. And then we're going to all head over to Joe Sensor's afterwards and have a...
Fishbowl!
Have a little get-together so you can come hang out with us, chit-chat, maybe. Do whatever you want. Throw things... That, don't bring tomatoes, please.
Yeah, don't bring anything... That, well, I guess I'd prefer tomato versus, like, a rock.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point there. They're going to throw something. But tomatoes, I feel like that's bad news.
Yeah, well, it's better than a pumpkin.
Yeah...
I suppose bring not grapes. A lot, I suppose bring blueberries. Not
a lot of things that are better than a tomato, actually, huh?
Grape. I'd take a grape to the side of the head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about a pineapple?
Oh.
Just cut up. It's just a piece.
Ooh. And I'd be like, ow.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Anyway.
Cafe Zia.
May 19th, 4 p.m.
That's not 2 days away Saturday.
A week from that, though.
But 9 days away Saturday.
And yeah, we will have something going on here next week. We're not sure what yet.
No, we already said. We're winging it. We're totally winging it. Questions, answers. Maybe I'll make some fake email addresses and email us questions. Randy, I remember you saying something about... You see a little silhouette of a man.
I don't think that's recorded.
Gotta move. No, because maybe this person watched the live stream or something, and they were laughing. Who knows? Who knows?
Bake cookies.
Who's baking cookies?
I don't know. So anyway,
that sounds fantastic.
For more information on any of these items, you can always follow us on our Facebook page. It's probably the best. Facebook.com/BleedGeek. Or on Twitter, we are at BleedGeek, which you can find us at Twitter.com/BleedGeek.
You just said how to find us, at BleedGeek.
Well, maybe they want to use the URL instead.
Don't give them the URL. Don't give them the URL.
Why?
If they can't find us, then we don't want them.
You always do it.
Oh, I know. But now we've told them 51 times. No more. Finn.
That means Kaput. End. In case you were curious.
Thank you.
BleedGeek.tumblr.com.
Crandall.com/Tumblr. Wait, Crandall... .tumblr.com.
There you go.
Crandall.com. Yeah. There's nothing there right now.
Yeah, why don't you just push it to your Tumblr?
I should push it to my me, actually.
Why don't you push it to your me?
I should. I was, anyways.
Or you can always follow us individually on Twitter.
At
Mike037.
At Crandall.
The Crandall.
I almost messed it up. Let's rewind that tape. At the Crandall.
With two L's.
With two L's.
In case you're curious.
You want to follow Matt Fowler, who does a lot of our movie stuff. He is...
And Random Merriment.
He is at Fowler, FF. F-O-W-L-E-R, FF. Or our other co-part, Dave Vandergriff, is at Van Dave. Van Dave? Van Dave?
Google Dave Vandergriff on Twitter.
Can you Google on Twitter?
If you Google, go to Google.
You just said Google on Twitter. Dave, whoa, what was that?
Nothing. Van.
You just, your Apple is messing stuff up over there.
Twitter. Did you mean Dave Vandergriff? Van Dava.
Van Dava.
Look, it's right there.
His middle initial must be an A, huh?
Or, yeah, I don't know. Possibly.
Anyways, or the guy who used to podcast with us. Actually, not even going to mention it. Not till he comes and podcasts us with us once more. He says he's coming on Saturday.
Yeah, he better be. We're going to have the whole crew.
Otherwise, I'll burn him.
Otherwise, you can follow our football guru.
Josh Nyman. At the Nyman.
Similar to the Crandall, but without the L's.
Or R's.
You know, there's the.
Or D's. Anyways.
You can always follow Schmueller.
Schmueller. Yeah, I'm not even going to try spelling that one.
S. Huesmuller.
I'm not even going to try spelling that one.
S. H. U. S. E. L. L. O. M. E. L.
You couldn't spell privilege.
Right.
You couldn't spell privilege, so I'm not. So don't try.
So that's our show for the night. So we're just ranting now, and rambling.
Yeah,
we're not really ranting yet.
We're not ranting. We're punchy.
Randy's punchy.
I'm punchy.
So anyway, we appreciate you listening as always. Make sure to check out our site, bleakgeek.com. Check out the movie site if you want to read reviews of any movies that you may be thinking of seeing in
the
future.
There's
sometime.
Actually some good ones up there right now.
Bleedgeek.com/movies.
There's some really good reviews out there. I had posted one of the reviews on Raptor Source, and the guy asked me if we had copied that from another movie review site, and I said no, actually this guy wrote it. He said, wow, he's very good at writing stuff.
So go check out that writing and stuff. So anyway. Anything else you want to say before we go? We gave the phone number and email earlier.
406-79-GEEKS, fans@bleedgeek.com, @Mike037, @TheCrandall. Peace out.
Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Live show, May 19th.